After submitting the roofing estimate to the homeowner, which includes needed attic ventilation improvements, the homeowner strongly resists, either due to the price, the differences between other submitted estimates, or an unwillingness to fully understand the project. Welcome to the sometimes painful world of being a roofing contractor. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's in-person attic ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Today, we're going to talk about some of the pain points felt by residential roofing contractors when explaining their estimate for a new roof and any needed attic ventilation improvements, improvements that are directly tied to the new roof's performance and longevity. Homeowner-contractor interaction is a very popular topic during the Q&A session of our seminars. Let's allow the contractor to vent a bit, shall we? Pain point number one. The homeowner says, just replace the roof. Don't worry about the attic ventilation. Quality-conscious roofing contractors are well aware that attic ventilation directly impacts the performance and life of the roof, which is why they bring it up during the estimating process. It's legitimately needed. It helps to fight heat buildup inside the attic in the summer, moisture buildup in the winter, and it helps to fight ice dams in cold climates. And since our survey of contractors revealed that 77% of today's attics are incorrectly vented, there's a good chance today's customer lives in one of those homes. Here's what Matt Cooper, general manager at Redemption Roofing in Conroe, Texas, wants homeowners to know. I want the homeowner to understand the need and purpose of a properly designed attic ventilation system. The moisture we're generating as occupants of the house in the winter needs to be vented. It will help extend the service life of the shingles. Corey Ballweg, owner of Midtown Construction in Cross Plains, Wisconsin, has a similar message for homeowners. He says, get the maximum longevity from your new roof by having the attic properly ventilated. You'll also benefit from the energy savings associated with proper air movement in your attic. Clayton Putman, commercial project manager at Elite Roofing in Denver, Colorado, thinks it's important that homeowners are familiar with the added value of a ventilated attic. And so he explains it during the estimating process. Clayton says,
I try to preach the benefits of an updated attic ventilation system. They include comfort, reduced cycling on big ticket items like the HVAC system, furnace, swamp cooler, along with lower utility bills, longer shingle lifespan, and maintaining the full terms of the shingle warranty. My biggest selling point is comfort and reduced HVAC usage.
Yet there will be some homeowners who will still resist the need to correct the attic ventilation, to which Greg Pike, project consultant at Campo Roofing in Twinsburg, Ohio, responds,
you will not meet building code or the full terms of the shingle warranty requirements if the attic ventilation system is not correct.
Pain point number two. The homeowner fails to understand that attic ventilation is part of the roof. It's not an add-on. Sabrina Johnson, president of KDCO Home Improvement in Akron, Ohio, puts it this way.
Please make sure you're not just buying a roof. You need to buy a total system to prolong the life of your new roof, as well as other elements of your home.
This system that Sabrina is referring to will pay the homeowner back. Roofing contractors explain this when homeowners push back against the need for attic ventilation fixes. Here's how Chris Arrington, vice president of Arrington Roofing in Dallas, Texas, explains it.
Attic ventilation gives you a return on investment better than any other system within the roof assembly, mainly lower electricity costs and extended roof life.
The total roof system also has health benefits for the homeowner, says Jeff Barnett, vice president of Barnett Roofing and Siding in Canton, Michigan. Jeff says Think of the attic ventilation as a prescription for good home health. With proper ventilation, the home will breathe easier, with less potential for mold and premature aging and failure of the roof system. Not to mention the reduced costs of operating the heating and cooling system. Pain point number 3. The homeowner doubts the contractor because no other contractors mention the need for attic ventilation fixes. I can tell you from hosting the air vent seminars that this really gets under the skin of roofing contractors. Just because 3 out of 4 collected roofing estimates do not mention the need to fix the attic ventilation does not mean the one estimate is wrong. When contractors hear this line of thinking from homeowners, they point to the research in support of attic ventilation's need and benefits. For example, Richard Turner, owner of R.J. Turner Remodeling in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
My message to homeowners is that many years of study have gone into learning about attic ventilation. We're trying to give homeowners the best possible roof system. This includes a lot more than just the roof covering they will see, but all the components that make the roof last.
Here's how Patrick Redihoff, president of Pond Roofing Company in Fairfax, Virginia, explains it to homeowners who are hesitant to believe his assessment.
Mrs. Jones, the manufacturer of the attic vents has done the research and the testing, and this is absolutely necessary for the health of the entire home.
Pain point number 4 is our final one for this episode, price. The homeowner challenges the price for the roof estimate, which includes attic ventilation fixes, because it is more expensive than the estimates already submitted by other roofing contractors. For this pain point, let's bring in Jeff Heitzenrader, president of operations at Triple Peaks Roofing and Construction in Olmsted Falls, Ohio. Jeff, welcome to our podcast.
Paul, thank you for having me and coming in from Olmsted Falls, Ohio. So I appreciate being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. I've known Jeff for many years. He and his team at Triple Peaks are regular participants at our best practices in attic ventilation seminars. And there are tips that we share in the seminar that have come directly from Jeff and his team. I'm really excited to have you on the show, Jeff. And again, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate being invited on. It's kind of humbling to hopefully help out our industry and homeowners in the future.
You will. And thank you again, Jeff. Jeff, price pushback from homeowners is a major point of frustration I've heard in many cities. There are homeowners who are comparing the bottom line price from various roofing contractors, but they've not taken the time to compare the scope of work differences. Can you please speak to that and maybe share some of your personal frustration points with this?
It's very frustrating when you meet with the homeowner that hasn't taken the time to look over the scope that you're trying to show them. Therefore, what we've learned to do in our company is to make sure that you have a block of time set together with both homeowners so that you can do a proper attic inspection. You can go up on the roof. You can look at their soffits on the outside. And again, going into the attic to make sure that you're going to be able to put together for them. But if they don't give you that time, they're always going to revert back to just the price. And any good contractor that's out there that understands ventilation and how important it is to that homeowner is always going to have that included in on their proposal. And we're always going to be a few thousand dollars higher than the roofers that are not doing that. So you have to get a block of time with the homeowners to get them to understand that. When you can't get that block of time, you can only email them or send them to links of videos and testimonials from other homeowners that have had bad ventilation on their home and had to buy a roof again because it was short-circuited or it only lasted 8 years out of the 30 or 50 that it was supposed to last. So you have to do things to try to overcome those price objections.
Sure.
But ultimately, if you don't show the homeowner the value, they're always going to revert back to the price.
Back to the price. Yeah. Jeff, have you had good success in general explaining your price and the scope of work when you get that block of time?
We have. When I can get the homeowners, both homeowners, and we try to block off no less than an hour, but I try to get their attention for 2 hours. And wow. I tell them, look, it's going to take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours to properly diagnose and give you what you need for your roof. It's a big purchase. It's like purchasing a mini car. Some the bigger roof, you know, they're purchasing the Lexus versus the, you know, the Kia. So you got to get them to understand that they need to be there and they need to give you undivided attention for those 1 hour to 2 hours so that you can go through. If you can get them to do that, then you can show them the value of things. The biggest thing I think that roofers should be showing a homeowner is here's a limited liability, limited warranty from the manufacturer. There's not been a manufacturer out there that I've seen come out with a shingle that doesn't have in there that proper ventilation needs to be a part of the roof or it starts to void warranties. And that's the biggest thing. It's a huge and very important to do that. So that you don't get your homeowner to just be a price point, you need to build the value of the ventilation system into your sales to that customer. You don't want to sell to a customer. You just want to help them buy. And you want to help them buy the best purchase that they can get for their home. Even landlords, and they're the worst when it comes to price points because they don't care. They just want bottom line. But if you can actually get them to sit down with you and now with COVID to get them to do a Zoom meeting or some type of video meeting with you, virtual meeting, and build that into your sales presentation. The videos that we've been able to get from AirVent, the testimonials that you can get off of YouTube, you could build your own with your phone. We all have smartphones. When you see bad things on the roof, get up there and take a quick video, even if you're no good at it. People don't care about that. They just care about, wow, this roof was only 8 years old and it's gone because this homeowner didn't spend the extra $1,000 on a ventilation system.
Yes.
So you want to show the value of ventilation to these homeowners, and they'll be happy to buy from you. The homeowners that are still going to be very stubborn and they're just selling the home, it's on the market, and they don't care about anything but the bottom line, there's not a whole lot you could do with them except for be a good contractor and walk away from that job. That is not a job that you want your name on. So you have to be a good contractor and have a good ethical business plan and just walk away.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. So walk away. You're foregoing that potential project, that sale.
Yeah. And if I had to put a percentage on the jobs that I've walked away from, I bet you there's probably one in every 20 that I look at that I just walk away. It's a homeowner that they're not going to give you the time of day. So now, you know, we have questions that we ask before we even set the estimate up, making sure that we're going to get that block of time with both people that are involved with the home. Because if they're not going to give you that hour or 2 hours, how are you ever going to be able to build a value to them?
Interesting. Jeff, and you said both parties, husband-wife, for example.
Husband-wife, it doesn't matter this day and age.
Yeah.
Whoever the decision makers are in that home, it could be a mom and a son, because there's plenty of husbands that pass along. Their wife is now widowed, but they feel, you know, confident having their son or their daughter there.
Yep.
So make sure that you can get two parties there and whoever the decision makers are going to be, because you just can't sell value to one person. You absolutely need both decision makers there. If it's one decision maker, then that's fine. You can go and talk to them and get them. But you want all the decision makers there and present.
Jeff, as you were explaining your process, and we've talked a lot, but I never realized the 2-hour block of time. And as I was listening to you with my homeowner hat, I thought, boy, 2 hours. Do you get that kind of response? I mean, I don't know if you announced that it's going to be 2 hours, but do you get that kind of, I can't give you 2 hours.
We do. We get that all the time. I don't have 2 hours to give you. That's okay, Mr. Homeowner, Mrs. Homeowner. I really need to sit down with you for at least an hour, but I may be at your house for two. The 1 hour I'm setting aside so that I can go in your attic or go on your roof and do the things that I need to do. Well, Jeff, I can't give you an hour of my time. Well, Mrs. Homeowner, at least give me access into your attic and let me do my inspection, or our company cannot give you a proper proposal for your roof. I can't just make things up out of the air, even though I can give you a price per square. That's nothing, but I can't tell you if your home is gonna vent properly. And that's really what I need to do so that your home has a good roof that's gonna last and be in warranty.
Right, okay, yes. Jeff, you already answered this to an extent, but I'd like to maybe clarify just a little bit.
Sure.
You've received some pushback from the homeowner based on the price. They are unwilling to hear you out on the scope of work differences, because that's why the price is usually different.
Absolutely.
And you've done your part. You're going to probably walk away then.
At that point, I will probably walk away from them, but not without sending a few emails and a few videos to them. So anybody that we have had the hour or 2 hours with,
yes,
they don't go away until I have an absolute yes or an absolute no from them. So it's my job to continue trying to show them the value of ventilation value of our proposal. And we have an automatic system that we've built into our sales presentations.
Okay.
That you're mine for the next 12 months until you tell me to stop emailing you that you've hired somebody else.
Okay.
And then I know I stop bothering you. And I don't look at it as bothering you. If
yes.
I've given you an hour or two of my time, I would like a yes or a no back.
Sure. That's reasonable. And it closes the book. Or it continues, you get the project and you fix their roof and their ventilation.
It continues a dialogue.
Yes.
Matter of fact, just this morning we had a guy call back, somebody that we looked at last year, and we were $2,500 higher than the three other companies that were there. Now, it's about 9 months later. He has now called our company this morning and he's going to sign with us, but he knew, because we wouldn't let it go, that he needed to add that $2,500 to his budget for proper ventilation. So it's hard for a contractor to show the value. It really is, because there's so many contractors that aren't doing it correctly. But it's up to the good contractors to never give up, to continue trying to educate the people that this is needed, absolutely needed for the health of your home, for the health of your family.
Yes.
I have another job that I personally went back on yesterday, and I believe it's on my Facebook page. We did the edge vent. We did the ridge vent. He had great soffits in the front, so we didn't have to do the edge vent. So he had 50-50 coming in and 50, you know, going
bounced.
Out. Yep. He hired an attic insulation company after we did the roof. They completely blocked my edge vent.
The intake is blocked.
The intake is now blocked. He started to get dips in his roof. And he was pretty irate, which I understood his pain. And being 5 years later, this roof is not old at all.
Mm-mm.
I went back there, and when I set up my ladder, I'm like, what's going on here? We've done everything as a roofing contractor we could do. So I took it apart. There was mildew or mold or both on the underside of this plywood. There was also insulation packed up against the edge vent. So not only is it important when you do proper ventilation, but it's just as important if you're going to add insulation into your attic to make sure that they do not block off your intake vents.
Yes.
Make sure that they put those baffles all the way down so that that soffit doesn't get blocked off.
Absolutely.
So I have firsthand knowledge that one, intake and exhaust working together works, but when it gets blocked off, it doesn't work. And within 5 years, I now have the backside of a roof that is failing because the insulation company failed to do their job.
Right. Boy.
So it's just as important for that stuff to happen.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Jeff. A separate episode of our podcast talks about the importance of attic inspections, which you've also talked about, and blocked intake is part of that process. So thank you for sharing that, Jeff, very much. I've enjoyed this conversation. Jeff, do you have any final words or tips for your fellow roofing contractors out there, either about this pain point, the price, or the other pain points in this episode, or anything that you'd like to share?
Absolutely. What I have seen in our industry in 30 years is people go in, they bark at the homeowner. This is what you need. And they're talking all this crazy talk to the homeowner. The homeowner doesn't know what intake is. They don't know what edge vent is. They don't know what ridge vent is. They don't know the Bernoulli effect. So don't go in barking at them. Go in, sit down with them, and have a plan, a sales presentation that you rehearse and fine-tune throughout your years of doing it. It's not something that you want to go in and just bark like a barking dog. People don't want to hear that. They'll tune you out. They'll look at you with a deer in the headlights look. So take your time and write a good sales presentation. Put it together. Today's a technology age. When I started, I carried around 3 books with me that I would go into a homeowner's house with and showed them the different things. Now we can go in with a simple notepad or a notebook.
Yes.
And the power of the pencil too. People still want you to take notes. They don't want to see you writing on an iPad. They don't want to see you writing in a notebook or writing on your phone. They want to see that you're writing it down on a white or a yellow pad.
Yes.
So that's still very important to homeowners, especially, I would say, Gen X and older. In another 10 years, we'll have a whole different way of selling because these people will be Amazon. This is how they buy. They're going to be buying off the internet. Matter of fact, most salespeople, I think after COVID, if they're not doing meetings online, then they're going to be way ahead of other companies. So get online, get used to not being person to person. But at the same time, Paul, what I have had to learn, because when COVID hit, I couldn't go in homes. People were very afraid. So I actually had to have them, and I would walk them through it, through an attic inspection themselves. They had no clue what they were looking for, and I talked them through it. I said, this is what I'm looking through your phone. So I need you to be my body, but
your eyes.
I will, and I'm going to look through the photographs to make sure that you have what is needed.
Nice.
So there's been things over the past five, six months that we've had to learn, and it's still a learning curve.
Sure.
Ohio still kind of, people are very fearful of, they don't want to catch it. And I don't want to be that guy. Also, neither it gives it to anybody.
Right, so, right. Yes.
It's important to do some of the virtual things. So as far as roofing contractors out there, get with technology or you're going to be light years behind. And the last thing you want to do is want to retire and you can't. So get with technology, use the tools. And actually, Paul, what I found is it's easier for me to show videos online than sometimes in person, because sometimes in person their kid might start getting antsy, or their dog or whatever, right. and they're not going to give you the, you know, without getting the deer in the headlights, and
full,
you got to get them back in tune. So
yes,
you got to get their attention again. So.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Don't go in barking at them like a dog.
I like it. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah.
Have a nice system set in place.
Great. I'd like to follow, tag team on one thing you mentioned, Jeff, about the homeowner's camera phone being your body while you look it through their eyes. We have a self-help, self-inspection form.
Yes.
And we did that because of COVID. And when the contractor isn't welcome to come into the house because of the virus situation. So they could be using some of those checkpoints with their phone, and you're looking at it also, and you can work together on that. And that's on our website, airvent.com.
Absolutely. And that's thank you for bringing that up, because that is part of it. It's a checklist that we have with these homeowners, and you get it emailed right over to you. Here it is, Mr. Homeowner. Here's the PDF. This is what I need. If you could print it out, print it out. If you can't, at least open it, because we're going to be going through these things. This is
That's
what
awesome.
We're going to be looking for.
That's great.
So when AirVent did that, that was a huge plus for the industry, because it helps us. Checklists help us do our job. When I go to a home, I have a checklist from AirVent that I still use today, that I've had, I got to say, probably over 10 years now. Maybe even 15 years.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, it's very helpful to have a checklist, because you don't forget and you don't skip something. And you don't want to become complicit and skip things.
Yes.
Oh, I know what this attic's going to look like. I've been here 1,000 times. You haven't been in that home 1,000 times. Every home is different.
Yes. Jeff, thank you very much. I'm going to put you on the spot with a thank you. This doesn't happen all the time, but when I'm in Cleveland, Independence, Cleveland, for the AirVent seminar, which is usually a very well-attended seminar, and I hope we can come back in the first quarter, but you have willingly helped me answer some questions in front of a packed house, and thank you. That brings that extra credibility to the program, and you're just helping the industry. Every contractor that's willing to share is just helping the industry in general, and like this podcast right now. So thank you very much, Jeff.
It's always a pleasure to come in to see you talk at the AirVent seminars. Every year we go and we learn something new, whether it's from the Q&A session at the end or during, because, you know, AirVent comes out with new products, or you've gone around to so many different companies that you bring to light things that we might not have thought about. So I always enjoy going to the seminars, and I appreciate AirVent and you for putting them on every year. And I really hope that we can do it again in person.
Yes.
You know, the coming year coming up.
Yes. And if we can't, we'll do something virtual. We'll do something for sure. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. virtual maybe. We'll have to see what the future holds.
Yes, we will.
Everything's so in the air right now.
It is. Jeff, I want to thank you so much. That wraps up our topic today. I want to thank you again for your time, and thank you for always being available to us. And I want to thank all of the participants who have contributed to today's episode. Your knowledge, experience, and sharing are helping the roofing industry and homeowners alike. Please leave a review on iTunes if you'd like, and be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in a future episode. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Jeff is a guest today. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, everyone.